This is a special ARM podcast as we speak with session presenters and keynote speakers direct from the show floor at the Music City Center in Nashville for ARM. I'm Bill Klaproth. With me is Vicki Lyle, Vice President, Industry Association at Owens & Minor. Vicki is doing a session at ARM called Connecting Clinicians with Supply Chain Professionals for Better Outcomes. Vicki, welcome. We appreciate your time. So let me ask you this. Obviously, we need the supply chain to work so clinicians can focus on patients, right? So what is most important to remember?
In the hospital, clinicians are overworked. There's a lot going on, especially now with COVID and lack of staffing. As much as we can make the life of a clinician better, and supply chain is something that they just shouldn't have to worry about. They work with the supply chain teams to reduce the back orders, make sure that the product's there, make sure that the product is in good condition and not expired, and that's critical. In this session, we're going to have a panel with Keith Murphy from University of Miami. He's the Supply Chain Vice President at University of Miami. We have Angela McNally from Owens & Minor, who heads up our services business and is also a clinician herself. And we were supposed to have a perioperative administrator from the University of Virginia who unfortunately won't be here. But, you know, in all of those conversations with the three of them, it's just obvious that they're all focused on improving the life of the clinician and making sure that they have what they need when they need it, so that they can take care of patients.
So when we talk about improving the life of the clinician, how do we do that? What are some of the steps that need to be taken to help that process?
Yeah, so clinicians want to make sure that the product's there. And part of that is making sure that if there's whatever products they need to take care of the patients, that they have the products on shelf and in good condition. Things like looking at their preference cards, making sure that their preference cards are up to date. Preference cards are used in the OR to all the products that they need for a procedure. If they get into the OR and they don't have what they need, they're putting the patient at risk because they're having to go in and out of the room, and it also takes additional time. So working with the supply chain team to make sure that they have everything there when they start the procedure, that nothing's expired, and they can truly focus on the needs of the patient.
Should there be procedures in place to help all of this happen? And can you talk about that? And for someone that can't attend the session, what are some of those procedures or standards that need to be in place so these benchmarks are hit so the life of the clinician is better?
Some of the things that they're going to talk about on the panel will be how clinicians and supply chain working together to identify, actually having systems in place to see what's being used on procedures and identifying what are the products that aren't being used so that they make sure that the products that they need are in the room. Some of the procedures are, you know, bring that demand information, having visibility to product that's sitting on the shelf that might expire and making sure that that product's removed from the shelf. If a product goes on recall, making sure that that product's removed from the shelf. And having the tools in place where you can see that product. At Owens & Minor, we use QSight, but there are in hospitals like University of Miami are using QSight. But there's having a system in place that brings that visibility of the inventory, what's being used, making sure that their preference cards are up to date. Those are really important processes. Having team meetings where they're bringing the supply chain and the clinicians together, having huddles, looking at KPI reporting, those are things that are really important to improving the health of the supply chain.
Right. That all totally makes sense. And obviously the processes that you talked about are virtually really important. And it sounds like there's relationship building as well, not just processes, but building a relationship and collaboration as well. You were talking about meetings too. So can you talk about the relationship aspect of making the supply chain work better so the clinician's life is better?
Yeah, absolutely. Communication between the clinicians, the physicians, the supply chain team, so that, you know, if they all of a sudden are going to have different types of procedures, maybe they get a new doctor who is doing a new type of procedure, making sure that the product is there is going to be critical. If you don't tell the supply chain that you've got this new procedure, this new doctor, you wouldn't know to bring in the product. And supply chain, it takes time. And I'm sure everyone recognizes supply chain now because of COVID. Supply chain has become the forefront of conversations at our dinner tables. And making sure that clinicians understand what it takes to bring that product through the supply chain and making sure that it's there, so that they have that heightened awareness and they can communicate back.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, a year and a half ago, none of us in outside of the hospital industry would know what PPE is. Now it's we all know it now. We all know about the supply issues during the pandemic. Absolutely. It not only, I'm sure, became a hot topic in clinicians and supply chain managers' world, but even in normal people's lives, we all understood what was happening in hospitals and why products were lacking and the products that they needed to help keep them safe and help treat the patients as well. Well, Vicki, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think it's important that clinicians and the supply chain teams are talking and communicating on a regular basis. That's how we're going to improve supply chain overall.
Absolutely. Well, Vicki, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And once again, that's Vicki Lyle. And for more education like this, please go to the ARM Knowledge Center at arm.org/knowledge-center. Thanks for listening.